This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Toba Dant. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Lisa Reike from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Montgomery County. Lisa, welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
And we are here to talk about Big Brothers Big Sisters annual fundraiser. It's hard to believe it's here. The Bowling for Kids Sake event. And tell me a little bit about this year's festivities.
Well, this year we've changed our venue. We are now going to be in Carlinville at the Bolero Lanes. They're just past the high school, and we're hoping to have a little bit different things going on. We're not going to have a band anymore. There just wasn't room to have that. We are going to do a DJ, so we're still going to provide the musical entertainment, which should be a lot of fun. Still family-friendly. Hoping to have about 30 teams this year, so get your team together and call and get a packet. Team packet. We also will still do free food for all the bowlers. So it's always a fun day to come out and enjoy the entertainment. And like I said, it's family friendly, so bring your family along. It's a good time.
Now, you mentioned earlier, and I've been associated since, I guess, day one of the Bowling for Kids Sake. Mm-hmm. It was always in Litchfield. This year, It's in Carlinville. Why the change?
Well, of course, we always love to have it in Litchfield, and everyone there has been very supportive to us over the years and still are very supportive. The only thing they had changed when they did their remodeling, the new owner, we had some issues with as far as insurance purposes. We were not allowed to have a band or a DJ, and that's what we were told. It was for insurance purposes, which that's fine. They're still very supportive of our program, but of course, even though it is a bowling event, it's not a bowling tournament. It's really not about bowling. It's just a big thank you party, and bowling is something that pretty much anyone can do. So we do hope to do a bowling tournament or something there later on, but we just couldn't do it as far as this event. We couldn't without a band or a DJ. You know, that's a big part of our event, is having that entertainment. So,
and of course, you and I have talked about this off and on. You've kind of expanded into Macoupin County. Mm-hmm. Fairly recently, correct?
Yes. We started our school-based program in Gillespie last spring, and it continues now. We're doing really well. Actually, as of January 11th, next week, we will be having the program starting in Mount Olive School. And, of course, the children, any child in Macoupin County is eligible for our community-based program. So,
is it safe to say that the school districts around this area have been very supportive of Big
Yes.
Brothers, Big Sisters?
Yes, they have been. They've been wonderful to work with, so we're very fortunate.
And you mentioned packets are out. What's the best way of getting a packet and getting the donations?
All you have to do is call me, and the best way to reach me is 217-556-6120. And I can get you out a team packet. And a team consists of 4 to 6 people. Like I said, little kids are also able to do this. And you collect pledges. There's a pledge sheet in there. All the information you need. You can even set up it gives you information how to set up your own website to collect pledges, you know, from people maybe that live out of state, or, you know, if you're a college student, sometimes, you know, people live all over the place, you know, it may not be your hometown. So we do have that option as well, and it gives you all the information how to do that. So that's something exciting to try.
Obviously, Big Brothers Big Sisters is a tremendous mentoring program where you incorporate high schoolers mentoring the littles. As we're going right now, how is response? Are you still getting positive response from the students in the respective school districts to be a part of Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Definitely. Like I said, we have high school students that mentor, and the high school students actually benefit from this as well. I've seen a lot of changes in them. It's a great program. We have it in Hillsboro at the junior high and at Beckmeyer. And we also have it, like I said, Mount Olive and Gillespie. So the schools are going strong. We get new kids every year, and we have many kids that we've had since the beginning for 4 years now. So and some of those kids are getting to the age where they're going to what we call age out once they get into high school, and they will become probably give back and become mentors, some of them. We've already talked about it. So that's kind of exciting. So we're doing well.
So after high school, let's say if I had a kid, senior, and he or she is a part of the program, and they want to continue on throughout college, they get put into another platform, I guess?
Yes, and I've done that with several of my high school students. Once they graduate, as long as they're 18, which, you know, most seniors do turn 18 at some point in that grade, but once they move on to college, they can become our community-based mentor. As long as they're going to a school that's close by, I have, you know, several of my students have gone just to, like, Lincoln Land or Greenville, so they still come home a lot, and they can still see their little then. So, and they keep in touch, you know, by text and phone and in between and email and Skype and all that high-tech stuff now. So it's pretty exciting that they're still together.
So things are going well for Big Brothers Big Sisters. It's hard to believe how far Big Brothers Big Sisters of Montgomery County has come along in such a short period of time. It's come a long way.
It has. There's a lot of kids out there that and families that need a little extra support, whether it be, you know, they just for whatever reason. Some of the kids are living at home with a single parent family. Some are living with grandparents. Some have both parents that are there and everything's going well, but maybe they're having some struggling with some issues socially at school, academically. And that's where we come in. Everyone needs an extra friend in their life. So the program's not for, you know, necessarily low-income kids or anything like that. It's for any kid. Everyone needs a friend. So, yes, and that's how we kind of ended up in Macoupin County. You know, it's close by, and kids there need the help, too. So they started finding out, you know, about the Montgomery County program, and next thing I know, I've got a couple kids over there. And so it's just kind of, yeah, it keeps getting bigger every year.
Now, as we come to a close, give us the dates and packet information for this year's Bowling for Kids' Sake event.
Okay, if you're interested in having a bowling team, like I said, it's 4 to 6 people. You just need to call 217-556-6120, and I can mail you out a packet or bring one to you. And the event will be on Sunday, which is different. We've always had on Saturday. So this year it'll be on Sunday from 3 to 6 and at the Bolero Lanes in Carlinville.
And obviously you've had many different individuals rolling out the first ball. Who's rolling out the first ball this year?
I'm pretty excited. This year it will be one of our Litchfield matches, which is Harold Lankutis and his little brother Josh. And so we're pretty excited to see them out there, and they're such a wonderful match. And I encourage people to come out, talk to them, see what they do and how their relationship has really gotten stronger over the last year, and see if there's a kid maybe that you're interested in.
And obviously, they could also give the number that you just mentioned a call to if they want to become a part of Big Brothers Big Sisters too.
And we are looking for mentors right now. We need adult mentors. We have several kids. Actually, we have 12 that are on our waiting list, all from all over, everywhere from Witt to Mount Olive to Carlinville. We have kids everywhere, so boys and girls. So if you're interested in volunteering, definitely give us a call, and I can give you some more information.
All right, Lisa, it's always a pleasure talking with you, and I look forward to our chats in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Lisa Reike from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Montgomery County. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.